Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted today to be back on our live broadcast, our radio broadcast for our Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. But tonight we have a special guest that's going to speak tonight in the name of Jesus. We're going to just give God all the praise and glory for that on tonight. Hallelujah. We give God praise and honor anyway. Hallelujah. For he is a great God, a great king above every king. And we thank and praise God on this day for all that he's done and all that he's going to do in the name of Jesus. So I give him praise. I give him glory. I honor the Lord on today. We're just going to get ready to go into our devotion. We're going to have a short devotion in the name of Jesus. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer here in just a minute. I'll get myself together here. We're going to have a song, a song, and a prayer. We're going to be reading from Psalms, Psalms 3. We're going to read from Psalms 3 for our short devotion. Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. Many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of my head. I cry unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I wait for the Lord to sustain me. I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round and about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God. For thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Salvation belong unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. I have just read you the first eight verses, the entire Psalms 3. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're just going to have a song. This is for our devotion. Just 1 second, y'all. It's already playing. I don't know how that happened. But,
blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a Lord, a glory divine. Savior,
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace on tonight, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah, we confess and we repent, and we ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, I come tonight, God, and asking you to just have your way tonight, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, have your way on tonight, God. I ask you right now, God, to cover the speaker tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to touch it from the top of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you on tonight, God, to move by your power, move by your spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you to take over right now, God, and take control in the name of Jesus. Do what you do best, God. Be God and God all by yourself in the name of Jesus. I thank you for, in the name of Jesus, just bless her, God. Bless her, God. Just use her, speak right through her in the name of Jesus. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice tonight. Bless their families in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now to let her decrease that you may increase, and use her on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God. I bless your holy name right now, Lord. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Just bless everyone. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. Hallelujah. We just thank and praise God for everyone that's born tonight. we're going to get ready to bring the speaker on. I'm going to ask whoever it is that's driving to mute your phone. Somebody is driving. Can you just mute your phone? Amen. I know people have things to do and places to go. Hallelujah. But we're going to bring the speaker on now. And just going to present to introduce to some, present to some, introduce to others, Apostle Elect Nichelle Whitaker. Amen.
Amen, everybody. God bless you guys tonight. I'm going to say a quick prayer before I get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just come to you tonight, Father, repenting for any sin that I've done against you, Father. Lord God, I just decrease tonight in myself, Father, and I increase in you. And God, I just ask, Father, that you would, God, just let these words be acceptable in your sight, Father. I ask, God, that I would not speak anything that's not of you, Father. And Lord God, I just ask, Father, that you would just touch each and every heart tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I decrease totally in the shell, and I increase in you tonight, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Okay, I was kind of, you know, thinking about what should I talk about tonight, and God gave me, he started giving me Bible verses. And so the first Bible verse, and you guys know I'm not going to be before you long, but, you know, I want to give you what the Lord has given me. And he gave me Jeremiah 29:11, and if you guys want to turn to that with me, I'll give you a few minutes, and then I'll read it. Okay. Jeremiah 29:11, it says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future." And so I kind of pondered on that, and I'm like, Lord, what do you want me? Because, you know, a lot of us know this particular Bible verse, and I'm like, God, where did you want me to go with this? And as I began to study and, you know, just meditate on it, the Lord dropped in my spirit, and this will be the topic for this message, is there's a word over your life. You know, a lot of us in life, we go through so many things. We go through so many situations and circumstances, and sometimes we take our eyes off of God. You know, we allow, whether it's your marriage, whether it's finances, whether it's sickness, just remember that there's a word over your life, and those plans that the Lord has for you are good. You know what I'm saying? And we know that we can't hold on to anything else. We can hold on to the word of the word of God. You know, when everything else shifts and shakes inside of your life, just remember Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm going to read it again. And it says, "For I know that God, the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." And so when you're going through certain situations, I just want you to remember Jeremiah 29:11. Even when it looked like it's not going to work out, it's not going to come together, just remember what God has spoken to you in his word. And so I said, Lord, you know, it made me think about a time in my own personal life when it just seemed like everything was so impossible to me. Because, listen, I was looking at it in Michelle's strength. I wasn't looking at it in his strength. You know, I remember a time, even there was a time in my life when I wouldn't say, because my definition of homelessness has changed. You know what I'm saying? You know, like sometimes we look at different situations in our life a certain way. And I believe that, and even, you know, some of you guys might know that I'm in school, and I used to do a blog talking about homelessness. And, you know, like, it's different definitions of homelessness. Some people see it as not having a permanent residence or whatever, but I personally see it as not having anywhere to go. Because, like, sometimes we think that when we're in a shelter, we're homeless, but we have shelter. The name of it is shelter. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, I have experienced meeting people that slept outside. Those are real homeless people. But if you got shelter, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes we take it's not small, but anything that God do for us is big. You know what I'm saying? And so just know that regardless of what the situation or what the circumstance that you are facing, just remember Jeremiah 29:11. And God also gave me another verse, and it's Romans 8:18. And it says, "For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy mm-hmm. to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." And I want to go back to what I was thinking pertaining to me being homeless. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't understand that the glory that would be revealed in me. And you know mm-hmm. what? Even in that, God was with me. You know, he was speaking to me. And, you know, another thing is this. Sometimes when we're in situations where we see as failure, opposition, but let me tell you something. When I was in that situation, God was speaking to me about my destiny. And I didn't understand, you know, because listen, God knows he don't just see it, but he knows what you're becoming. And I remember being in that situation, I got stronger. I got stronger. Now, I don't want to make anybody think that I could not go to my family, but I chose not to. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, you can, and let me touch a little bit on peace. You know, a lot of us in our lives, but the true peace, mm-hmm. you can be experiencing all hell, but God is giving you a peace that you're not shaken by these particular situations.
Come on now.
That's mm-hmm. going on in your life, because, listen, I have to learn that the hard way. Peace, the true peace of God is not absent from having situations going on, but God is just keeping you in that. And it's like, you know, there's been times in my life where, I mean, like, my car was being taken. I didn't have a place to stay. I didn't know how I was going to do things with my son, but I was okay. Listen, I'm telling you, that came from God, because I had a worry-type mind. I worried about everything. But I'm telling you, God can put you in a place of peace where, listen, everything, all hell can be breaking loose around you, but he has given you peace. Listen, if you keep your mind stayed on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. I promise you.
Yes, he
I
will.
Promise you. And so mm-hmm. I just want to go back to what I said. Just remember, all of this stuff may be going on in your life. Everything might be looking like it's just like, God, what is going to happen in this situation? Things are not coming together. But I want to remind you to remember that there's a word over your life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When all of this mm-hmm. stuff looks contrary to what's supposed to happen. And a lot of times we as Christians or we as believers, whatever you choose to call yourself, a lot of us have the wrong understanding of, you know, God being with us. Because, listen, he promised to be with us. He's not going to leave you. If you're going through different situations in your life, you have to remember that this is the testing of your faith. But I'm telling you, if you allow God to do what he has to do in your life, you're going to come out like pure gold. Trust me. Believe me, because I've been through it. This is not something that I'm telling you about something that somebody else been through. But this is something that Michelle has been through. God has brought me through so many things, whether it was, and you know what? You know, I hear so many people that talk about Job. You know, they have a Job mm-hmm. experience, but I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I can't speak for everybody, but you know, like in situations that I have been through, I promise you, even though in the pain, mm-hmm. in the pain, I'm telling you, God was with me. And I remember there's been times, y'all, that I got upset. You know, I'm trying to either fall apart, have a pity party, or just break somebody's neck. God was still pertaining to my destiny. You know what I'm saying? And I remember, okay. I still remember when I was in that shelter on Capitol Boulevard, I could hear God. I'm saying, God, I'm panicking. You know, because I'm looking at this thing in Michelle's eyes. I'm panicking about how I'm going to come out of this particular situation. And I remember my baby was with me, and I remember him playing and having a good time. And I'm just sitting and watching. Like, it's almost like he was at the playground. But let me tell you something. I would hear the whispers of my master saying, transformation and transition. And I wanted to fall apart. And I said, God, I don't see what you're saying. I don't see this. How is this going to come together? But I'm telling you, my God had already had, he wasn't creating a way of escape. He had already created a way of escape. But see, because I was looking at things in a natural sense, I couldn't see it. I could not see. And there were very few people, you know, and another thing, understand this. Sometimes God will allow you to be in a place, in a situation where nobody can reach you but him. You get what I'm saying? And I remember, like,
that's it.
There were sometimes people would say stuff to me, and I'm telling you, there would be times that God would send people to encourage me. And I remember, now listen to me. I remember when I was in the shelter, right? I used to do Blog Talk Radio. I don't know. And very few people knew that I was, you know, in the shelter. And I remember for some reason, I went into the office of the director of the shelter, right? And so I was talking to her about something because they had a schedule on how you do certain things. So I was talking to her. And she said to me, she said, Michelle, she said, listen, this is not you. She said, listen, you're not going to stay in this situation. She said, I don't even understand why you're here. And so, listen, I began to, you know, talk to her and minister to her. And she was telling me how intelligent Josh was and just different things or whatever. But you know what? Even in that, you know, listen, don't pity me because that blessed me. You know what I'm saying? When I was going through it, I didn't understand it, but I understand it now. It was part of my calling. I could not really understand and minister because it's part of what God has called me to do. I couldn't really understand homelessness and really be able to minister to people from a very effective place, from experience, because I experienced being a single mother, living in a homeless shelter with my son. Yes, there was other options, but that was the perfect option for me at that particular time. And I'm telling you, it worked for my good because I remember certain people saying certain things about, you know, there was a mother. She had a newborn baby. And one of the ladies said, and I'll go back to the other lady in a minute, but there was a lady that worked at the shelter. She was, for some reason, kind of arrogant. So she was telling me, I don't see how anybody could sleep outside with their child. And I said to her, I said, well, I can. I said, because some of these people that work here, which she was one of them, is very nasty. And I said, she probably feared her baby being taken and stuff like that. And just imagine where I stayed, there were some of the women that had kids that was a little older that could not come in there. So listen. Even in that, there's a word. There's a word over your life. When I was in the shelter, when I was evicted from my apartment, when I was evicted or when my car was repossessed, listen, the word of God that was over my life, it did not change. You know what I'm saying? And so I came to understand that regardless of what I'm going through, and listen to me, God didn't speak to me about being in a shelter or being without or in the times of me being broken. He didn't speak to me where I was. He spoke to me of what I was becoming. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes before I, you know, matured in this thing, I didn't really understand. I wanted to have a pity part. I'm like, God, can't you see? I need to get a place for Josh. I need to do this for Josh. I need to do this for myself. I don't have this. He wasn't, because listen, he's almighty. He's almighty. And listen, regardless of your situation, I don't know tonight what your situation or your circumstances, but I want to encourage you, listen, don't lose heart. Don't focus on that situation. Don't focus on that circumstance. Keep your eyes on God. Even though, like, certain things and certain situations is going to come in your life, continue to focus on God. Because, listen, there's a word over your life, and that word will not lie. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we've experienced different people in our lives, whether it was relationships, even our parents. Sometimes they don't do what they say they're going to do. But listen, I promise you that God is faithful. He's faithful. Mm-hmm. And I remember a time that I was, now let me share with you guys a little bit of the pity party. When I was, you know, I didn't know where I was going to go. And I wanted to, you know, kind of like waddle in my mess. You know, God was saying, Michelle, and I'm sitting, and I remember it so plainly, me crying and saying, God, such and such, such and such. And I mean, snot and everything everywhere. He was like, dry your face and come on up from there and stuff like that. And I'm like, really? I just looked up like, God, you can't see what is going on with me. You know what I'm saying? He saw it. He saw it before it came because he knew me. Listen, in the book of Jeremiah, I can't recall the scripture right now, but he knew me before I was even conceived in my mother's womb. That he had for me was for good.
Hallelujah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to keep reminding yourself of this. And listen, when those turbulence and different situations come, and I'm reminded of Acts, I think it's the 26th book of Acts, when Paul was being transported, you know, he tried to warn them not to go, but they went anyway. But there was an angel of the Lord that revealed himself to Paul and told him, you know what I'm saying, that he wouldn't be harmed. And so Paul stood on that word that was over his life, that, you know, they lost the ship and certain things was destroyed on that plane, on the boat. But still, Paul was not harmed. He was not harmed. You know, they have to lose some materialistic things, and that put that on your own life. You know, sometimes you have lost things. You may have lost cars. You may have lost, well, I don't want to put a person as a thing, but you've lost people in your life or whatever. You felt like you were not going to make it. But I want to encourage you that you will make it. You will come out of this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what that circumstance or what that situation is, you will make it. And I promise you, if you lean on him, and I'm reminded of, what is it, Romans, I think it's Romans. I can't remember what the verse is. It'll come to me in a minute. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. Trust in him. You know what I'm saying? Trust in his word. Stand on his word. And before I get in trouble, I think if we make sure, let me look this. Give me a few seconds. Let me look this Bible verse up in case somebody want to see it later. I'll give you guys that verse. But I think this Romans. I can't remember it now. I don't want to get stuck on that. So anyway, we're gonna turn our Bibles to Joshua 1:9. And Joshua 1:9 states, have I not commanded you to be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And I want you guys to remember that, regardless of wherever you go, whatever situation and whatever circumstances that you are facing, that God is with you. God will never leave you. You know, sometimes I remember a time when I was looking for a job, and it seems like, and this season was so strange to me because, and I'm not saying like every job that I applied for, I got it, but when I applied for two or three jobs, one out of the three, I would get it. But I remember there was a season that I got it, but I didn't get it when I wanted it. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that, and just remember, a delay is not a denial. And sometimes when we experience delay, we already in our mind see it as a denial. But let me tell you this. When I waited on the Lord, you know what I'm saying, God came through for me. But let me tell you this. He's going to come through. Sometimes he may not come when you want it, but God is on time.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a day late.
Yeah.
When I got ready to throw in the towel, I was like, God, this is going to happen. That's when a lady called me, and she was like, listen, I want to offer you this particular position, but let me tell you something. I had to take a trip back to how I acted before I got the job. I was depressed. I was down. I was mad, all kind of stuff, but it happened. It did not happen in my time, but it happened. God came through for me.
Amen.
And when he came through for me, it was not a day late. You know what I'm saying? God came through, and then I didn't lose anything. You know, so sometimes it's not that we're not going to go through situations, because we're going to go through things. But sometimes it's how we go through it. We're murmuring, we're complaining, all kinds of stuff. We might be nasty. There's been times that I personally have been nasty because of my attitude of going through. Now, don't think just, you know, sometimes we go through certain situations and we're like, well, I went through this, I went through that. But how did you go through? Were you nasty?
Mm-hmm.
Were you complaining? Were you murmuring? And I did with the job situation. And look at it. God still blessed me. He still blessed me. And it those type of things, it taught me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying everybody's going to be in the same place at a certain time. But listen, don't lose heart. Just remember the things that I have said. I went through different situations and different circumstances in my life. You know what I'm saying? And some of the places was very uncomfortable. And I remember praying one time, God, when am I going to come out of this situation? But let me tell you this. God allowed me. He allowed me to stay in that situation. And I continue to say, I'm not going to make it out of this. I'm not going to make it out of this. And sometimes, listen, we have to change our confession. You know what I'm saying? Just remember, just don't lose heart. But just remember, all of those situations that you're facing, that there's a word over your life. Regardless of what you feel or what you think, God's going to get you through this. You know what I'm saying? Don't murmur. Don't complain. Don't make excuses, because he's going to get you through this. And a lot of times we lose our word when we're going through situations. Don't stray away from God. Don't go back into those old things. Stand firm. Stand firm. And you know, one thing that I have learned. Don't complain, and don't ask God to take you out of it. Don't ask him to take you out of the process. Don't do that. Ask him to keep give you the strength to walk through it. Because some of us, we're like, God, I can't do this. I can't do this. As I look back on all of the things that God has brought me through, he didn't just bring me out. And you know, sometimes we're thinking that we're not blessed because we don't have certain materialistic things. But let me tell you something. When I was homeless, I was still anointed and appointed by God. When I didn't have this, I was still anointed and appointed by God. It didn't change those particular things just because I lost materialistic things. God allowed Michelle to understand that, listen, a car don't make you. And I promise you, listen, I didn't want, when I first lost my place, I went to a hotel. It was somewhere to sleep. Let's just say that. And I remember encountering this apostle, and he told me. He said, you know what? The strangest thing was this. He was acting. He wasn't acting. God was using that man at that particular time, because I wanted to cry and I wanted to have a pity party. And the man told me, he said, God told me to tell you to go on a fast. And I'm like, y'all wouldn't say what I really was thinking, but I'm not going to do that. But I'm like, is he serious talking about a fast? And so I said to him, you know, I said, okay, so God want me to go on a fast. I said, what kind of fast did he tell you for me to go on or whatever? And so he said, you need to do a 3-day fast. He says, you need to do a 3-day fast. And I said, okay, so how do I supposed to do 3-day fast? You know, in my mind, I was thinking maybe like to 6 o'clock every day, or maybe like do a 3-day fast with water. He said, do it with nothing. And I said, with nothing? I said, what you mean with nothing? He said, I said, what, nothing? Water? Just water? He said, no, nothing. Just nothing. And I was like, God. Now, I'm telling you, it took everything in me not to hang up with that man and call him all kind of whatever. And so, but listen, I did the fast. And
amen.
I'm telling you, I shocked myself by doing that fast.
Yeah,
and so, I did the fast, and I was like, I think it was the second day of the fast. I remember being in the shower praying, and I was hurt, y'all. I'm telling you. I was like, God, why didn't you come through for me? And such and such. And, you know, at that time, I don't know if I really thought about, you know, because I'm convinced now, you know, some situations that we are in, it's not, God, can you do it? Because, listen, the place that I am now, I know he can do it, but are you going to do it? You know, because his plans are not my plans, you know. And so, anyway, God begins to speak to me. And, I mean, he spoke to me like, go back to what I said earlier. I'm telling you, God, a lot of times he's not going to sit there and have a pity party with you. He's calling you. He's calling you into what you can become. He's not speaking to those things. And I'm not saying to you guys that God will never speak to you about those situations and stuff, because that would be false. But I'm telling you, God wasn't speaking to Nichelle about those situations. He was speaking to me about my destiny. He wasn't moved by me needing money or a place. You know what I'm saying? Because, listen, shortly after the fast, God gave me thousands of dollars. I didn't understand. I asked him. I said, God, why didn't you give me this? This would have helped me catch the rent back up and stuff. But that was not his plan. Now, remember now, Jeremiah 29:11, you know, his plans are not my plans. He said, for I know the plans that he has for me. Michelle, I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. I didn't understand why these things was happening. But listen, I'm at a place now where I can say, and I don't want you guys to think that I don't have trials and stuff. I got stuff that's going on now. But I can say this now, that it was good that I was afflicted. You know what I'm saying? Because let me tell you something. It made me stronger. It made me stronger. It made me wiser. And even she can agree with this. I remember it was years ago when I was in this situation. You know, she was saying to me, she said something to me on the lines of, listen, she said, Michelle, you're going to come out of this. You just have to walk. This is something that you got to walk through. And I'm listening. Anybody that know me know that I'm a real person. And I even told her this. I was like, you know, really I wanted to hang up with her and stuff like that and be like, listen, I ain't trying to hit that stuff right now. You know what I'm saying? I need this. I need to be out of this right now. But I promise you, God used her. And at that particular time, I was not in the place to receive it like I need to. And this has been about 5 or 6 years ago. And I just recently told her, thank you. You know what I'm saying? I didn't understand. Listen, I was experiencing strange fire. That's not the fire that I'm used to. I've never experienced something like that. But let me tell you something. Yeah. God bought me out. He bought me out. And I didn't come out empty-handed. And when I'm talking about not empty-handed, I'm not talking about getting a place and getting a car. Yes, God gave me somewhere to live and stuff like that. But I'm telling you, he anointed me to do what he has called me to do. Listen, my mind has changed. The way I respond to certain things, I know, listen, I have a confidence now, not in myself, but in him. Listen, something may happen. God's going to bring me out. He may not bring me out when the cell wanted, but he's going to bring me out. You get what I'm saying? My mind is changed. Yes. My mind is changed. And I also see my responses change. You know, like sometimes we need certain things to go a different way so we can learn how to be humble so God can get tired out of us. You get what I'm saying? Listen, say something. Don't fight it. Don't fight it. Don't fight these situations. Don't fight these circumstances that's going on in your life, because God is going to work it out. Listen, if it's your child is behind bars or something like that, trust God because he can do it. You know what I'm saying? Listen, and don't pray. Don't pray and ask God. God, do it now. Do it now. Listen, sometimes when they come out right now, they're not ready to come out. You know what I'm saying? God is seeing you in the fire long enough until he purified you, until some stuff, listen,
all right.
Pride had to leave me, unforgiveness, and it's easier, yes, to the baby, It's easier for me to forgive. It's easy for me to be more understanding to other people's situations and circumstances because I went through it. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you have to go through it. But listen, please, I beseech you, don't ask God to take you out of the process. Ask him to give you strength to stand in the process. Because I promise you, when you come out, you're going to be different. You're going to be different. You're going to respond different. And listen, don't think that things happen overnight. You know what I'm saying? God is gentle. He was gentle with me. God knew that I was damaged. He knew certain things that had happened to me. You know what I'm saying? And he allowed me. He allowed me to walk through certain situations. Listen, it didn't destroy me. I promise you, sometimes I said, God, and you know I got to a place because of this whole world, because of my focus being so much on this world that I'm like, God, I don't want to live no more. And you know what he said to me? He said, I'm going to cover my investment. He said, I have invested so much in you. I'm going to cover my investment. And you're going to do what I told you to do. And I remember one day I was in my mind. I don't know if I said it to anybody. I may have said it later on, but I was thinking of a plan to kill myself. I'm telling you. And listen, I was going to drive my car over this thing in between Durham and Wake Forest. I remember it as plain as day. But God said to me, he said, listen, you can do it, but you're not going to die. And he showed me how I would be in a wheelchair. But I still had to do what he called me to do. And I'm like, done. I'm going to do it. I don't want to be, you know, in a wheelchair. My life's going to But I'm just telling y'all, listen, stand firm. Stand firm. Stand firm.
That's
in your mind that there is a word over your life. And if anybody wants to write those Bible verses down, it was Jeremiah 29:11, Romans 8:18, Joshua 1:9, and the other one that I was trying to think of was Proverbs 3:5-8. And so in closing, I want to read to you guys Ephesians 6:10. I can see. Listen, I ain't 19 no more. I can't see. okay. So let me read this. It says Ephesians, and I'm reading out of the King James Version. Ephesians 6:10-18. And it says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded girded about with the truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shone with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Hold on a second. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Hold on to that word. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Father, I thank you for this time in your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, that this word has fell on good ground, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, let it do what it was sent to do, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I pray tonight over your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask, Father God, that you would help them to stand in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we come against every weapon of the enemy tonight, Father. We dismantle, destroy, his plots behind in the name of Jesus. And God, I'm asking you tonight, oh God, Father God, when they're as they're going through, Father, God, let them remember Jeremiah 29:11, Father, your plans, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, Romans 8:18, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I'm asking you tonight, oh God, Father, touch them in places no other person can, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray tonight, oh God, if there's any that are unsaved, Father, save their soul in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you tonight, oh God, draw them by your power, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm asking you tonight, oh God, Father God, if there's any that are backslidden, draw them by your power, God. Draw them, because no man can, God, unless you draw them in the name of Jesus. So draw them, draw them, draw them, draw them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray tonight, oh God, if there's any that are bound by addictions, oh God, break every chain of addiction, oh God. Destroy, dismantle the plans of the enemy in the name of Jesus. And Father, tonight I come against complacency, stagnation. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking you tonight, oh God, that you would touch your children in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I'm asking you tonight, oh God, if there's any discouragement, encourage their hearts tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I come against the spirit of confusion tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I hear God saying, take inventory in the name of Jesus. God, help us inventory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. No more excuses. God said, no more excuses. Come up from that place, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you this tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight, oh God, for causing us to triumph in victory in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask tonight, oh God, God, that you help us, oh God. Help us in the name of Jesus. God, we can't do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God. And Father, I thank you tonight, oh God. I thank you in the name of Jesus. God, none of this is about me, oh God. It's all about you in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask tonight, oh God, that you would help each and every one of us, oh God, to do your will, oh God. Help us to live righteous before you, oh God. Help us to live holy before you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I thank you tonight, oh God. Bow before you in the name of Jesus. God, you are the lover of my soul tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you tonight, oh God. We praise you. We praise you tonight, oh God. Y'all want to help me praise God tonight. God, we give you worship tonight, oh God. We give you glory tonight, oh God. There is none like you tonight, oh God. Father, we thank you tonight, oh God. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. Listen, I said give God some praise. Have you guys seen
me? Hallelujah.
And y'all can hear me. Lord. God, I thank you tonight, oh God. We
thank
you,
Jesus, tonight, oh God.
Father, there were millions that did not make it, oh God. But us here tonight, God, we made it. So we want to say thank you in the name of Jesus. God, we dare not say thank you tonight, oh God. We give you praise tonight, oh God. We give you worship in the name of Jesus. God, we ask you tonight, oh God, that you be glorified in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you tonight, oh God. We worship you, God. We celebrate you tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I worship you and I adore you tonight, oh God. Father, I thank you for every person that's under the sound of my voice tonight, God. Bless them, oh God. Father, I thank you for them coming tonight, oh God. Encourage their hearts tonight, God. And strengthen them in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, guys, thank you so much for coming tonight, each and every one of you. I appreciate you. And Apostle Dean, I'll turn it back over to you.
Amen, amen. And we just thank and praise the Lord for it. That was an awesome word. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Give him glory on tonight. And we thank him for using her tonight. Hallelujah. I just thank and praise God. This word right here, this word, we needed to hear this word. The word over our lives.
There is a word over your life. I just thank and praise God for the word of God tonight and for the people of God. I give God all the praise tonight. You know, I've never heard her preach or speak before. This is her first time with me. And I thank and praise God that he used her like he did. I give God all glory and give God all praise on tonight. In the name of Jesus. So I'm not going to hold you all. We're going to get ready to, I'm going to get off. If you all want to be a blessing and sow into her, her cash app is $MSCHELL01. If you would like to sow into her, God is good. And when you sow into the blessed woman of God, you're going to reap a harvest. Just know that. You have to be careful who you sow into, because sometimes you don't reap the harvest. But when you know somebody blessed in the Lord, you need to sow into them. You need to let them know that they're appreciating. God already have. But if you can sow into them, encourage them, sow into them in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for her. We thank you for how you used her tonight. We thank you, God, for your word, God, in the name of Jesus, even to the way she brought it. In the name of Jesus, nobody can preach like that but her. In the name of Jesus, because you designed it, God. In the name of Jesus, you have purpose for her and plans for her. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you for her, and I thank you for using her on tonight. God, we give you all the praise and glory. I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, we pray, and we ask all these things. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be.
Amen.
We're going to close out. Lord, bless thee. Well, one more thing. We're going to have a prophetess, Carlin Brown. She's going to preach on tomorrow, 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 noon Eastern Time, her first sermon. Hallelujah. So we just ask everyone to pray for her as we pray for Nichelle on tonight. Mm-hmm. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance and the Lord give thee peace. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Have a good night, everyone. God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Good night. Love you all.
Good night.
Love you.
Who is that? What? Mm-hmm.